Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Eric Jackson, coming to you live from Fort Hood, Texas. Now, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericblesstalk@gmail.com. Now, like we do every day before we get into our topic, we're going to talk about the NBA. And last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they surprised everyone, y'all. They went into San Antonio and came away with a 108-106 victory over the Spurs. Now, Oklahoma City actually leads the series now 3-2 after at one time trailing 2-9. The best of seven series goes back to Oklahoma City tomorrow night for game 6. And if the Thunder win, they move on to the NBA Finals. Now, San Antonio came into the playoffs and into the series actually with a 20-game winning streak. So, you know, they really looked like they were going to be a favorite. Well, things have changed, y'all. Now they got a 3-game losing streak. You know, Oklahoma City is beginning to look like the better team. They're definitely the younger team. So we're going to see what happens Wednesday night. In the Eastern Conference, the Celtics and the Heat, they're tied 2 games apiece. And they're going to resume their series tonight. Now, you know, both of these are veteran teams. So the question is, who wants it more at this point? You know, 2 games apiece, you're guaranteed to go at least 6. And like I said yesterday, you know, Oklahoma City proved they can win on San Antonio's court. So the question is, out of the Celtics and Heat, who can win on the other's court? You know, that's going to be necessary in order for the Celtics to win the series. So we shall see. And that's what we got going on in the NBA. I still say Boston going to take it in 7. Of course, that's just my opinion. All right. Now, thank you for listening. Once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericblesstalk@gmail.com. Now, today we have an outstanding topic, I believe, and it's how to make foreplay work for you. Now, yesterday, you know, we asked the question, are you really pleasing your partner? You know, we discussed, you know, the different ways that you can actually please your partner, whether it's making love or using foreplay, which all works in one. So now today I'm asking, you know, I'm going to see, how can we make foreplay work for you and your partner? You know, how can we help, you know, get those skills going? You probably already got skills, but how can we help you better those skills? You know, get your imagination to run and rampant. You know, to help you get out of that regular sexual routine that you're in. Then maybe some of you don't need any help. But it's always good to improve, try to improve at least. You know, try something different. You know, like many of us know, you know, foreplay is a time for you to get in rhythm with your partner. You know, help your partner get in the mood. You know, get ready for the anticipation of you making the physical act, making love to them. You know, so how can we, you know, we're going to see how we can make foreplay work for you. You know, I mean, it's no big secret that, you know, it actually takes women a little longer than men to get aroused. That's not a secret. But you know what? That's where the art of foreplay comes in. And it takes some men longer also. No, we just not going to leave it on women. Sometimes it takes men a little while, too. Even though they may walk around with an erection, they don't mean they're actually ready, mentally ready for it. And their body may not be ready. The erection is just a responsive thing. Nobody's the rest of their body ready for it. Now, is the body going to be receptive to their partner's touch? So it works both ways. It works both ways. And in order for it to work, both individuals have to be receptive to the foreplay and the advances, lovemaking advances, if you want to have a truly pleasurable lovemaking session. It's just that easy. That's my theory on it. Now, I have a lot of theories, but that's one of my theories. Foreplay helps with the anticipation. It helps, really, really think about, ooh, I can't wait till I get my hands on them. It's one of the great things about lovemaking. Your imagination can just run wild. Just depending on how willing you are to let it. Now, once again, to join in the conversation, you dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, let's take one important thing in the fact now. Everyone will not go about foreplay the same way. Because in a lot of instances, foreplay is an individual thing or individual couples thing. That's where the emotional bond comes in. You got to be able to work together, know what gets the other one cooking. And it doesn't have to be the same every time. No one says it has to be the same thing, the same place, the same time, or anything like that. That's where your imagination comes in. That what makes it really, really exciting, makes it work. Heck, you and your partner can get together and use different methods. Different ways of teasing each other. Getting that anticipation of that excitement. Right now, we're still talking about the mental and emotional part of it. We haven't even talked about the physical part. I'm talking about the emotional part of it. The mental part, that helps, that builds the anticipation, the excitement of wanting your partner to touch you finally, take you to that next level. But in order to do that, you've got to have an open mind. You've got to be able to be willing to do something different. Quit saying, I won't do this and I won't do that. How do you know if you've never done it? It's just a wonderful thing once you try. Now, young ladies and women, I also want you to know, let's understand, foreplay is just not something for the men to initiate. You have to take that step forward sometime also. Most men, believe it or not, finds that very, very attractive and stimulating to know that his woman is willing to step out and initiate the foreplay, initiate, the sexual part of it. That she's into him as well emotionally. That she's willing to make love to his mind, his soul, and then his body. If you're thinking, it's just a man's, that's the man's job, you're wrong. It's not. It's both partners' job to get the partner excited. It's a two-way street. It's a two-way street. And communication plays a big, big part of that. A very big part of that. You know, women, if you just walk up and pinch him on his behind, you know, or just whisper something sweet in his ear, you know, you'll be surprised how far that gets you. You know, and then that breaks the little routine that you're in where you're always sitting there waiting on a man to get you started. Well, you get him started. You know, that's part of foreplay. You know, foreplay is not just for a man. It's just not for women. It's a combination. It takes two. Remember yesterday we talked about the emotional part of it. Well, that's the emotional part. You know, like I said yesterday, make love to him without touching him. You know, make him sit on his job and all of a sudden he gets in a rush and just thinking about something you'd have told him before he went to work. You know, or something, you know, some little note you'd have left in his briefcase. I'm telling you, y'all just don't know that. That's foreplay. And you haven't even touched him yet. He's all excited. The anticipation is building. It's building, you hear me? That's foreplay. You haven't even laid a hand on him or her yet. Not at all. And that's what I'm talking about. Now, once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Now, you know, once we've worked on the emotional part of foreplay, you know, and worked on the emotional part of our partner, now we want to get into the physical part. You know, the physical part of foreplay. You know, the actual touching. You know, the kissing, the caressing, the rubbing. And now we're taking this from the emotional part to the physical part of it. To where all your emotional building and anticipation is about to become physical. Now, you're about to get the nerve endings and you know, the body's all tingly. Now, I want you to remember now, let's remember, you know, once you get to the physical part of foreplay, you have to remember your partner is not a player on a football team, on a basketball team or a hockey team, or, you know, someone you just rough it up with. That's not what it's about. I mean, unless you're just into that. Now, if you're into that, fine. You know, beat each other up or whatever. Like I said, use your imagination, whatever gets you to that point. But if you're not into that, remember that. You know, when you get to the physical part of foreplay, it has to be gentle, you know, sensual. You know, to caress the body, kiss. Just every inch of it, rub the back, the buttocks, the back of the legs. You know, make the body your personal playground. And vice versa for your partner. Let your partner make your body their personal playground. You know, let the imagination go. Let it go. Because now you're into the physical part. You already took care of the mental and the emotional part of it. Now you're into the physical part. It's now it's time to make it all come together. You know, and remember, you're not in a rush. You're not in a rush. Take your time. You know, pay attention to your partner's responses to your touch, your kisses, the rubs. You know, pay attention to it. You know, get in rhythm with them. You know, if you just, you know, use the softness and the warmth of your tongue, you know, to just slowly move across your partner's body. You know, or just take your lips and slowly move up and down, slightly blowing on them. You'd be surprised at the response you get. You know, but the key is take your time. Find your partner's, as we say, hot spot. You know, take your time and find what gets them clicking, What makes them really, really want you? What makes you really want them? No, there are so many nerves and sensual spots on the body, you'll be surprised at what you can find or what you even learn. Not only about your partner's body, but about your own. Even though you may think you know yours, or maybe it's just, you know, you just think you know it just because, or through self-exploration, but it's still not the same as you having your partner do it, or you doing it to your partner. You know, those are just some of the things that I personally came up with. You know, but as I mentioned before, you know, it's an individual type thing. So if that may not work for you, you know, develop your own technique. You know, like I said before, use your imagination. But it doesn't have to be the same every time. I mean, hey, if you want to, you can incorporate toys into it. Men, if you have a insecurity about that kind of stuff, you need to get over it. It can't do nothing but help but enhance it. But you got to have an open mind about it. No, ladies, stop being so shy about it. We know you got them. That's not a secret. Slowly introduce it as part of foreplay. You probably be surprised at the response you get for that too. No, make foreplay a wonderful part of lovemaking. No, it's not all about penetration. It's not. It is not. So for those who think it is, you're wrong. You're just wrong. You know, once again, join in the conversation today. You can dial in at 347-838-8622. Or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. You know, once again, you know, as, you know, above, I did mention a few ways you can use foreplay. You know, but remember now, as you know, it's a combination of the emotional part of it and the physical part. So you have to make sure your partner is with you on that, that it's on the same level. No, yeah, heck, you can even use teasing, you know, as a method of foreplay. No, a message on the voicemail. No, hey, even slip up a piece, women, slip a piece of your sexy lingerie or panties into a briefcase. Or it's something you know they're going to take work, they got to look in eventually. Well, just things like that. Yes, that's part of foreplay. You know, some people call. You know, that is a part of your foreplay. It is. You know, it's not freaky. You can call it freaky. But it's just letting your partner know that's what you want. You know, that you're interested, that you're thinking about them. You know, that's making that emotional connection with them. So when they get home, you can make that physical connection. And it helps elevate the anticipation. You know, that's one of the best parts about foreplay. It helps the anticipation of actual physical act. You know, even if you want to, now, you have to be tough with this, but, you know, take a provocative picture of yourself and send it to your mate on their phone. Now, like I said, you know, you have to be careful with that because you never know who may see it, but that's a part of foreplay as well. But just make sure you're sending it to your partner and not nobody else. You know, just great, great ideas. Your imagination is a playground for foreplay. It really is. If you want it to work for you, open up your imagination. I know some of you, you know, you're getting the routine, you're sucking nipple here, you know, kiss on the neck here, and then boom, bam, you're trying to go in for the kill. That's not foreplay. That's rushing. You haven't aroused anybody. You know, you haven't aroused anybody at all. You may think you have, but you haven't. You know? Just, you have to remember those things. You have to remember those things. And, you know, just remember, it can't be the same thing. It can't become routine. No. Surprise. If that means sometimes if they have an office, surprise them in the office. Do them a little show in the office during lunch. Or even in the car, you know, during lunchtime in a secluded area. Now, I'm not saying you have to do anything in the car, but just enough teasing, you know, to get the anticipation up. You know, that's part of it. That's the great thing about it. That's the great thing about it. It's foreplay. It's before you get to the playground. No, and it works both ways, men and women. Then you can do the same thing, just like the ladies can. You know, sometimes you have to get off that I'm the macho man horse. You know, it's okay. It's okay. And for those out there that's supposed to be so religious, it's okay for you too. No, foreplay was meant for you too. It's all right. No, foreplay is just a label. It's just a label. You know, you can make it work. How can I put it? You can make it work as far as your imagination can take you. Just that simple. As far as your imagination can take you. That's how well foreplay can work for you and your partner. I mean, yesterday we talked about the emotional part. Now we talk about the physical part. Now, I know some of you sit there and think about ways, but you just don't go through with it. Why not? So communicate with your partner. Now, let them know what you're thinking. Now, be open to what they're thinking. Now, try new things. You know, make the foreplay enjoyable. If you make foreplay enjoyable, the actual lovemaking part, it would be wonderful. Wonderful. You hear me? And you'll be wondering, why hadn't you done this before? So why haven't you done this before? What took you so long to open your imagination up to such wonderful excitement and joy? And you probably notice your relationship is getting better with your spouse. So believe it or not, through foreplay, you're also communicating. You're learning more about each other. You know, it's easy. It's easy. We just put limitations on ourselves as to what we will and won't do. You know, once we get away from those limitations, shoot, we got a wonderful sex life with our partners or significant others or boo or whatever you call them. Now, just remember, it's all up to you and your partner, the imagination, you know, the touches, the gentleness of it, the teasing. You know, describe, if talking to them and getting you excited, describe what you're doing, how it's getting you excited. No, yes. You know, man, it's okay to tell you, I'm thinking about you, baby. I'm sitting here playing with my nipples right now thinking about you. It's okay. It is. Women, it's okay to tell your man the same thing you're making me moist. You know, you're making my mouth water just thinking about you. Yes, that's foreplay. And it just builds anticipation. Now, I can't wait to feel your lips all across my body. You're making me tingle. You know, your imagination. You know, your imagination. You know, baby, meet me in the park around 10 o'clock tonight. You know, just have an overcoat on. Now, make sure you're secluded. You know, ain't no police gonna catch you. But, you know, that kind of stuff. It's easy. Your imagination. The same thing, you pick up a book, one of these little Zane books or whatever, and read. You need your imagination to come up with the same type of stuff. Quit putting the label on it. That's all you got to do. Stop putting the label on it. It's part of foreplay and the love-making process. It is. And once you realize that and get over it, ooh, my. Talk about something ooh, wonderful. You just don't know. You just don't know. You know, and like I said, this is just some of the little things you can do. But it all starts with your imagination and communication. If you get those two going, your foreplay is a wonderful thing. You know, and that is how you can make foreplay work for you. All right, well, that's the show for today, y'all. I thank you for listening in. I'm your host, Derek Jackson. And, you know, join me tomorrow because we're going to continue this weekly talk on sex and relationships. You know, so I'll see you tomorrow on Let's Talk. I'm out of here.